This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A group of Hinesburg residents got legal standing last week to fight Vermont Gas Systems on the company's efforts to build a pipeline through a town park. VPR's Taylor Dobbs went to Get Bragg's Park and brings us this report.
If you turn off Route 116 in Hinesburg and go down Shelburne Falls Road, before too long, a big field opens up on the right, and there are some high-capacity power lines over it. That's Get Bragg's Park. From the road, you can see the big field, and it's flanked on either side by wooded areas. Bob Hyams is on the Hinesburg Conservation Commission, which is responsible for the park. He's standing in the middle of that field, and he says he can see how a pipeline could go through it.
You could visualize construction equipment out here. You could visualize taking off the topsoil, stockpiling it, putting it back in place, seeding it down. And a few years later, it's going to look like field again.
But that's not where Vermont Gas wants to put its pipeline. To the west, just a few hundred feet away, a stream works its way through a wetland. This wetland runs the entire length of the park on its western side, and the park is actually longer on that western side. It stretches back further from the road than the rest of the park. On a walk along the proposed pipeline route, Hyams says this part of the park is a great habitat for birds and other wildlife.
Clearly there's three layers. We have the tree layer, in some areas an actual canopy, and then we have a really well-developed shrub layer, and then obviously what's on the ground, the grasses, sedges, goldenrod, rushes, those provide the herb layer. And so it's three well-developed layers, and that gives you the ecosystem complexity to support a lot of life. So it really is very rich habitat.
That's where Vermont Gas wants to put the pipeline. And Hyams and others are concerned about what that work would do to the wetland and the surrounding environment. There are also questions about the process that led the company to choose literally the only strip of the park that is in a state-designated wetland from end to end. Remember those power lines that go over the field in the middle of the park? Those belong to the Vermont Electric Power Company, known as VELCO. And what's odd is, Vermont Gas CEO Don Rendell says the pipeline follows the VELCO lines for most of the route, but it deviates from that path specifically for this stretch.
Yes, the team that developed the routing chose that route principally because it was less environmentally intrusive. It was better for the environmental characteristics of the area to move outside of the specific corridor of the VELCO easement and to move our work slightly to the west.
And he says they did it to avoid wetlands.
There is a wetland area right in the VELCO easement, and by rerouting this part of the project through the park area outside of the VELCO easement, we were able to avoid some sensitive wetland areas.
So they moved the pipeline route to the west. Walking along the proposed route, Hyams says he has trouble seeing how it's better than the VELCO right-of-way.
I find it curious that they could go to such lengths developing a plan, and then after the plan has been developed, then they come in and delineate the wetlands, which seems sort of bass-ackward to me.
Bill Marks is one of seven residents granted legal standing by the Public Service Board last week, which means they can bring a legal case against the pipeline coming through the park. And he says they have a pretty good one.
The particular problem Vermont Gas will have in trying to go through the park dates back most directly to a 1928 Vermont Supreme Court case.
The case he's talking about was Middlebury College against a company called Central Power, which was trying to build in a park the college owned. The power company lost, and Marx says that set the precedent that could stop the Vermont Gas pipeline.
Land that is already dedicated to public use cannot be infringed upon, cannot be taken by eminent domain and diverted to another public use.
Vermont Gas CEO Don Rendell didn't say how the company plans to handle that legal challenge. And because of ongoing legal issues, he also couldn't say for sure if the project will be finished by the end of the year or within the $154 million budget the company has set itself. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.